Okay, hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Keep Your Gin Up podcast. We're actually live. Zana, say hello.
Hi.
She's in the room with me. She's actually in the room with me.
Say hi.
Right now.
I'm here.
Can't see it, but I can see it.
Yeah, and we're actually still doing it through Zoom because our computers were fucked and I forgot a cord. So we're still doing it on separate computers, but we're still in the same room, which is so exciting.
We've been apart for about 4 weeks.
Yeah. Finally, we can record a podcast together. This is going to be great.
So if you guys don't know, Zana is on Thursday Island with me. Is that your big ass spill the tea today?
I mean, it was going to be. I don't really actually know what my spill the tea is. We'll find out.
We're just going to drop it on you later. We'll drop it on you
later.
But anyway, Zana's finally here. And Zana, I reckon you should just tell people what the fuck you've been through the last couple of weeks. It's been wild.
I think everyone needs to start with a nice deep breath. Because it's been a journey.
And it's been a journey to get here.
Take you back in time. So it all started when I decided to go back to Sydney for Christmas, thinking it was going to be, such a lovely time.
That's where you fucked up.
Such a lovely time. No. Well, I hadn't seen my family in 9 months. I haven't seen my friends in a year. I can finally get to Sydney. I was obviously going to go for Christmas because I didn't want to spend Christmas alone in Brisbane. Like, that would have been horrible. So I ended up going to Sydney, and then, we were supposed to go to Christmas Eve. I was going to go meet my cousin's kids for the first time. I was going to do all these amazing things.
Guess what happened? She's saying Sydney.
I mean, I already said this in the last episode, but my brother got the Rona and meant that we had to isolate for Christmas.
I know. It's like the worst thing. And I said to Zana, I was like, I would love to meet your family and spend Christmas with your family. But fuck going to Sydney.
Yeah. I mean, if you were there, you would have just had to isolate with us and drink all the champagne too. So
I mean, it would have been cool.
Yeah.
It would have been cool. Partly.
But it just was unfortunate that it happened like the day before Christmas Eve, which is the day that I was supposed to go see all my family. We're having this big reunion on Christmas Eve and I couldn't go, which is really shit. But the silver lining was I avoided getting COVID the entire time. My entire family avoided getting COVID and I made it back to Queensland safely. So I'm here.
Yeah. It's been a rough journey because Zana was supposed to join me on Thursday Island. We've been so excited about this. And we were obviously like touch and go. We're like, well, if you're going to get the Rona, you can't freaking come.
Yeah.
And she was testing every day. And I was just waiting for that little test marker, which looks like a pregnancy test, by the way.
It does.
It literally looks like a pregnancy test. So I was like,
certainly not the plus sign you want to see.
No. I don't want to see that plus sign regardless.
I don't want to see either of them, actually.
But like people put them up on Facebook when they're like, oh, I'm positive to Rona. And I'm like, dude, it looks like you're pregnant. Like if you scroll past that picture, it just looks like you're pregnant.
It
looks like
you're the Rona. Yeah.
But either way, I feel like everyone's getting the Rona right now. The stats are crazy. 20,000 cases in New South Wales. 100%.
Yeah. Probably by the time we have this podcast out, which is tomorrow, there'll be like 30,000. So, I mean, you know.
100%. I saw the stats when they were predicting there would be 35,000 cases in January per day in New South Wales. And I was like, fuck that. I saw this back in November. They were predicting 35,000.
They're quite
cases.
Smart. That's quite accurate.
Yeah. We should actually maybe start listening to who.
Yeah, maybe.
World Health Organization. Maybe. Listen to them, guys. They actually know what the fuck they're
doing.
Either
way, we're all going to get it in like the next couple months. So if you've got it and you're isolating, I'm sorry. I feel ya. We're here to get you through.
I haven't isolated yet. I don't want to jinx myself.
No.
But so we're on Thursday Island right now. We've got our first outbreak of the old COVID-19. So I'm probably going to get it. We're both going to get it probably the next couple of weeks.
Yeah.
But we're going to just try and wash our hands like crazy.
Yep.
Do all the right things. Mm-hmm. Do the check-ins. Just take care of yourself, you know?
But what brings us here today is we're going to do a little recap on 2021, the things that we did, what we kind of learned and what kind of 2020 was for us. And then what 2022.
Yeah, I was going to say, you said 2020 before, 2021, baby.
Didn't I say 2021?
Nah, I said 2020.
You sure?
Yep, 100%.
Oh, I'm still back in time.
We're talking about 2021.
I haven't even gotten over 2020, apparently.
Nah, that fucked us up too.
We're going to talk about 2021 and then what 2022 is going to bring us to.
We had a wild one last year.
We did.
We have to say last year now because now it's 2022, you see.
It's not even just like the first of the first. It's almost the fourth of the first.
Shit,
almost
really?
Like almost 4 days into January. Where is it gone?
Have you started any resolutions? Because I have not.
I mean, a little bit, yeah.
Oh,
I mean, I haven't actively started them yet, but I will start them, I think.
Anyway, if you're starting New Year's resolutions, like, don't be angry at yourself if you don't start at the 1st of January.
No.
Start at any time, boo.
I think New Year's resolutions is a little bit silly. I feel like it's more like it should just be something that you choose to actively, like, change in your life forever, not just like, this year I'm going to do this, so this year I'm going to do this. It's like, this is something that, like, if you want to do, you should be, like, an active lifestyle change or an active change in your life that stays with you rather than just making – you think that you have to do it on the 1st of January each year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can do it anytime you mm-hmm. want. Okay. We are supportive of that. So we're going to talk about things that, I don't know, we're proud of, or things that were stressful, or things that, I don't know, just things that happened in 2021. We've had a lot of guests recently.
Yeah.
And this episode is just going to be us talking smack. If you don't listen, whatever, listen to a guest episode. But this is our podcast, baby.
I know. It's been a pretty amazing year for both of us. Like, for one, we started this podcast, which is huge. And we had such an amazing time starting that. And like, I feel like we need to reflect on how badass our year's been.
Mm-hmm. This is like 4 months in the making when we're starting this. This was a lot of like, we should do this and we should do this.
I know.
And what I encourage people to do is, like, when you say things like, oh, maybe next year, or maybe in a couple of years, or I wish I did that. When you're starting to speak like that, I guarantee you 100% you're actually not going to do it.
Yeah, 100%.
You're not going to do it. What you need to say and change your language, things that you want to do, say, next year I am going to do this, or in 2 months I am. And actually put those actions in plan, like whatever it is that you want to do, because so many people do it. Well, we're surrounded by it all the time.
Yeah.
People go, I wish I was a travel nurse, or I wish I could do that. Maybe in 2 years. If you want to actually do it, you should absolutely do it.
You'll get to that 2 years, and then you'll still be sitting there being like, oh, I should have started that 2 years ago. Now I'm still sitting here 2 years later thinking, oh, maybe in another 2 years.
Mm-hmm. You can never predict life. I mean, for goodness sake, you were married and then 33 days later or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, that's certainly what life tells me year after year is that, you know, you can't predict a single thing. So,
and it's only when you get shaken from your core. Like, so when you're going through life, having this crazy plan in your head, like, this is what I'm going to do. It's going to be so perfect. And then you get shaken violently going, this is not going to happen. Like, and they drop a bombshell on you. Then that makes you go, wow, life is short. Mm-hmm. I'm going to stop saying that.
Mm-hmm.
And we've both gone through that, which is why last year, 2021, was so badass.
It was a great year.
Started off so
I think
so
we
good.
Finally like kind of, I don't know, realized who we were, what we were capable of, and what we actually wanted in our life, and that we were actually able to do these things that we wanted to do, and not thinking, oh, I wish I could start a podcast one day. Like, we actually just did it. We thought, why the hell not? Why can't we do this?
Yep. And funny story, Zana and I only met in March 2021.
Yeah. So
that's it.
So that's why 2021 has been the best year, because I mean, we met
and we reunited. Well, she's my soul sister.
Yeah. Our souls will be forever intertwined.
We met for dinner the first night. She didn't like me. No, you didn't.
No, I met you for the dinner for the first night. I liked you at the dinner. I was saying before that, I didn't know. Okay.
So first impressions, if someone doesn't like you straight away, or they think you're a bit, what do you think? You thought I was a bit,
I just thought you were very like, you know, confident.
Overconfident.
But overconfident. Not overconfident. This is something that, I mean, this is something I was going to bring up as what I've learned in 2021 as well. Or like what I've been reminded of is the fact that, and also reading this book, the book that I was talking about in the last podcast called Untamed. Her book is amazing, and it's basically how we are so threatened by people who are confident.
Mm-hmm.
And she talks about why we're threatened by people who are confident, because because we're trained and we're taught that women should be less than, women should not be people who are confident and over the top. They should not know who they are and own who they are. That when we do see someone that's confident, we think, whoa, who the hell does this woman think she is, ooh, knowing who she is? Because it's almost like in return, we're jealous of the fact that she knows who she is. And she is so confident that we then have this negative impression on her, because we kind of see it as like almost like a jealousy that she's at this place because they don't feel like they can be at that place.
Oh.
Whereas actually being confident, we should all, no matter what, no matter how you think like someone is confident or like up themselves or whatever you think that they might be, we should be promoting that. Unless someone's an actual asshole.
There are definitely some assholes.
Unless
out
a woman
there.
Is an actual asshole. If they own themselves and they own their power, we should be actually acknowledging that and praising that. And those people should be they're sent from God, those people. So I think that's the world telling me, you know, that I thought that I'd be first, but it's actually changed how I see it, because it actually showed like how much of a solid and secure person you were, because you just knew you were, you knew what you wanted, and like you just owned it. So I mean,
yeah, so crazy. Oh, thanks, girl. I know when you first dropped that, I was like, wait, what? What?
No, but it wasn't a bad thing. I think women are like, or women and men, anyone are threatened by strong female figures. It's just what the world is like, which is what we are also trying to change.
Because yes, 100%.
All women should be powerful and strong and what the hell they want to do.
Yeah. We're all about supporting other women, aren't we?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Love that. Happy well, 2022, fucking day, 2021 has done a lot for us for sure. Brought us together. And we became friends, like literally that first dinner, which was only like maybe a day or two after you kind of got to Grafton is where we met. And we just were like chatting about a website. I had actually made a website. You had written a blog. And I actually suck at writing. Everyone that reads any of our articles on Nourish Nurses, that's Zana. That's not me. I'm terrible at creative writing. And she's amazing at it. So I said to her, I was reading her post. I was like, creative. You're really good at like the way you write. And I mean, I'm going to drop it now. Zana wants to write a book one day.
Yeah, well, I have kind of started writing it.
And it's going to be great. Like even just reading, like, I mean, FYI, definitely read that orgasm article that she's done. It's in our members only section on nourishnurses.com.au. And it is hilarious. Mm-hmm. It is so well written and it's funny. And so that's why we kind of joined forces. Yeah. Like, we're not only just friends, but then I was like, let's do this thing together. And we did. And from them, we decided to travel like a road trip from New South Wales through Queensland.
Yeah.
And that's when we were talking about podcasting, and only because we got offered to be guests for a couple of podcasts.
Yeah.
And I think we might have brought it up one time.
Yeah.
But you're mad into podcasts.
Yeah.
You're mad into it. I've listened to like maybe one podcast before we even started a podcast. So I know
nothing jack about
shit about podcasting. Yeah. But yet here I am hosting one, baby.
I know. And I just always wanted to have a podcast because I feel like I have so much that I want to share with people and so much that I want, like, not necessarily just my knowledge and what like I want to share, but like I want to share with other people, other people's ideas. And like I wanted to have other people on like we do. It's like I wanted to just like create an environment like that, that like we talked about like deep shit, but it also just felt like a normal conversation.
Yeah. And that's what I think that's exactly what we're doing. And we're very proud of it. So yeah, for anyone that's listening, even to this episode or any other episode, like just thank you.
Yeah,
thank you so much. You've made our vision and our passion come true. And we're gonna 2022, we got some plans.
Yeah, you've literally made our 2021. Oof. Like you guys are the reason that we're still here. And also consistency is key. Like as we always say, like people have these amazing ideas and things, but actually sticking to it and providing stuff for you guys week after week, it's not easy when we work full time. And it's not like something that is just like so simple to get out there. We do everything. We edit it. Mm-hmm. We do the reels for our Instagram. We do all of our Instagram content. We literally do every single thing. We don't have a single person that works for us. We don't get paid for it. And we also we pay a lot of money to try and get this podcast out there because we had to buy equipment and all that stuff. So we freaking
love it.
And we love it. But it's because we love it and we want to keep doing it, even if it doesn't ever get anywhere. I mean, ideally, it'd be great if we could become podcasters and we got paid to do this. But if we don't, that's
we don't really care,
because we just really enjoy it.
We do. And it's actually like counseling sessions for us because we talk about our lives. Gosh. You know, we unload a lot.
We like every day, every week we do these things. And then afterwards we're just like, we feel just like cleansed.
Oh my God. We said the same word.
But it's literally, we feel cleansed. It's like we talk about stuff and it's like, we talk about deep stuff, but it's in a comfortable and safe environment. And it's, you know, it's powerful.
Yeah. We like that. And we love all the feedback, guys. Keep messaging us. We love it. So I'm just going to hit you on the spot right here. What's another thing that's happened in 2021, like some highlights or maybe some lowlights? Like what do you reckon?
Oof.
I'm hitting you here right now.
I mean, there's a lot of highlights. I don't really know if there is that many lowlights, to be honest with you. That's the only lowlight is potentially that COVID ruined our traveling plans. But apart from that, I think it almost led us to where we were supposed to be anyway.
But, you know, if COVID never happened, that second wave or fucking fifth wave, whatever it was, we wouldn't have gained 10 kilos.
Oh, I mean, also
because,
that.
You know, with that whole rule with the masks and you had to sit down, I discovered cocktails and we just decided to just drink cocktails and eat our little hearts out because we couldn't do anything.
Yeah, but I mean, with the memories, the kilos are just, the kilos can be shed doll.
I know, but
the memories cannot be shared.
I know. I learned I'd never had sashimi before until last year. Yeah. And you know what? It's changed my world. And pickled ginger.
But also, we would never have moved to Brisbane. We never would have met the amazing people that we know now. We never would have settled in one place. We would have still been on the road because we were supposed to be in Alice Springs. And there is no way that we would have moved to Brisbane after Alice Springs.
No way.
And I feel like even though that was an original plan of ours that we thought was the right path for us, I don't think it was.
I don't think so either.
This is where we were supposed to be all along.
Yeah. Now we're on Thursday Island, baby.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Crazy times.
Crazy times. Well, I think I started my year as a low.
Okay.
My year started very, very low.
Mm.
Like horribly low. I was in a very deep stage at the beginning of this year.
Mm.
And so I did New Year's. New Year's was amazing. I spent it in Tasmania with a friend because I was doing a contract and we went camping. It was great. But I was dealing with a lot of family shit and I was dealing with a lot of, I don't know, people who know me personally know that I've dealt with a lot of family stuff, particularly my mother. I don't have a father. And it's just, eating away at my soul. Like every single year, it just eats me so bad. And there was a stage in my early 20s where I removed my mother from my life, and it was actually really good and beneficial. Mm. But I've put her back in my life a couple of years ago, and it's just been nothing but torture for me. And I started off the year being like, I really need to do this for me. I need to, if she keeps doing this and belittling me and making me feel like a horrible person, which I know I'm not, I need to just do the right thing and step away. And I did. It was just before my 30th birthday. I was actually supposed to fly. I had these big plans and I was really excited. I was supposed to fly to Perth, and she just was putting me down and she was being really horrendous to me. Mm. And I made that decision to cut her out. And now it's nearly been a whole year.
Wow.
And look at my growth this entire year.
Oh, 100%.
By stepping away from something so negative and so damaging to me. I've stepped away and I've had some battles. You've seen some battles I've gone through, but like, fucking thank God.
Yeah.
I have felt so free, and it's a big reflection of why you can see 2021. If you look at like just me as a person, or like me on my Instagram, whatever, like I've actually had such an amazing year because I've not felt, I don't know, tied down and like, and hurt.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. So I started off really bad, but it's ended like so amazing.
And then the next year's just going to be even better.
I know. And I'm so fucking pumped for 2022. I actually am so excited.
I think
excited.
It was like, you obviously just turned a corner and just thought like, you know, you just started putting yourself first, and then you just have continued to put yourself first throughout the year. And it shows you how much you grow and how much you like are so happy when you actually choose you.
Yeah. And you have to. And it's fucking hard though. Like, so people that are listening to this, if you've got something around you that, I don't know, is toxic, but you feel like you have to have that person and you have to help them and you have to do things for them, you don't have to.
You don't have to.
And I know people say, like, you know, what do they say? What's that quote? Like, blood thicker than water. Well, I don't know what the hell.
But it's not, because you cannot choose who you are blood related to. You can't choose that. But the thing is you can choose how you act upon that. You don't have to deal with someone. You don't have to keep putting up with someone who treats you like shit. Just because they're blood, it doesn't mean that they have the right to treat you like that.
I know.
It doesn't. If your friend treated you like that, you would cut them out immediately.
100%.
Immediately. But the fact that there's like blood, that you have some DNA connection with someone, you feel like that's the right to keep them in your life because they have the right to treat you that way. They don't have the right to treat you that way.
Yeah.
And you shouldn't let them treat you that way. And I know it takes a long time, obviously, to get to that point where you are ready to cut someone off. And it's very, very hard. But know that like there's strength in doing that, and you're not alone. Mm. And there's other people going through the same stuff, and you will be okay.
Yeah. And I might do a potty in the this year to do with that. Like, real deep into it. It's been something I've been really hesitating towards. Zana's been like, we should do it. But I've been like, it makes me want to vomit. Like, it really does. I'm like, oh God.
And I'm sure many of you out there are listening to Jess say that, and you will know exactly what she's talking about. So
reach out if you are, because I think I will do one, but it's just, obviously it's very difficult, but I'm glad I did it because I reflect on the year now, and as horrible as it is, and you still go through waves of guilt and discomfort throughout doing something like that, but overall you're so much happier.
Yeah,
like so much happier, and you just, the space is so great.
Oh, so that's so exciting. That's so lovely. Yes,
it was before my 30th birthday, and I was like, I can't bring this negative energy into my 30s.
No.
And now my 30s have been great.
They have been great.
And now my 31st is going to be even badass because we're going to Fiji.
We're doing a
30
plus one because Jess kind of didn't celebrate her 30th.
Yeah.
So we're doing a repeat 30th, but just adding a one on the end.
Yeah. For Fiji. We've got six girlfriends going to
Hell
Fiji.
Yeah. Cannot
for my
wait.
Birthday. It's going to be so amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, it's crazy to reflect on the year. Like it started off, and I do, because I was doing this, we were doing this episode, and I was like trying to reflect. I was like, where was I? What was I doing? And I was kind of like, wow, I started at such a low point. Like I was all by myself when I made that decision to cut my mum off.
Yeah.
And then I was supposed to fly to Perth for 3 weeks for my 30th. That got cancelled because a COVID outbreak happened in WA. I was supposed to leave my car in Hobart and fly there, and my caravan was in Melbourne, but then I didn't want to risk being stuck in WA, not being able to get back into Tassie to get my car back, and then getting my caravan. It was just so much, and I was like, can't deal with it. So I just did 2 weeks by myself just exploring Tassie. I even went to this restaurant and I sat there and I ate 24 oysters by myself with three glasses of wine, and I just had the best time.
That's so great.
It was the best. I did everything
honestly,
I wanted
sometimes
to do.
Sometimes dates with yourself are honestly the best. Oh, like for people so out fun. There who like don't like going in restaurants by themselves or find that really intimidating or scary, like go and do it because it is the most liberating thing ever, going and having dinner by yourself.
Like I'm a chatterbox, right? But I'm very comfortable in my own with my own self. You know, I don't have to always be talking to somebody, but mind you, I do talk to the waiters and stuff usually.
Yeah. But it's also chatty. Just like shame of your, like you feel like it's shameful, but if you ever saw someone out dining by themselves, you would never think that of them.
No.
So why would they ever think that of you?
Exactly.
You are creating shame on that thing to stop you from doing it. So stop exactly. putting shame on yourself because no one else is. You're just doing it to yourself.
It was $2 oysters for 2 hours. Why would you not
do that? I did the same thing.
You got to sit at your room and be upset that you never got to do $2 oyster orgy.
Yeah.
Or you go by yourself and eat 24.
Exactly. I did the exact same thing. When Jess left me and I was doing the rest of the road trip by myself, I went to Townsville and the place that I was staying at had $1 Friday oyster night with like
that's right.
$1 oysters and $5 champagne. And I was like,
that's right. Yeah,
this is mm-hmm. a yes for me. Mm-hmm. So I sat there by myself. I had all these oysters and then I got some pasta and I sat there all by myself while everyone was having dinner with each other. And it was great.
And you go home to your bed and you're like, like
that was
belly.
A great night.
Happy days, you know, man. Like, happy days.
I'm like, good company you are. And I'm like, oh, thank you. I know. Oh God.
We all do it. But yeah, definitely dining by yourself, guys. Yeah. Seriously good. But what have we got planned for 2022, Zana?
Well, we have a lot planned for 2022. I mean, we have a lot. We have some things happening. Like we've got a couple of weddings to go to. We are going to Fiji. We are trying to sell all of our belongings so that we can move to Saudi in July.
Saudi Arabia, baby.
So basically we're packing up our entire lives and moving to another country. So 2022 is going to be huge for us.
It's going to be so big. And the potty is coming with us all the way to Saudi Arabia. So you're still going to hear us talking smack every Friday.
And we encourage you to please continue having a drink. But unfortunately in Saudi, we might not be able to have a drink because alcohol is illegal. But
there's homebrew. There is some homebrew.
I'm sorry if Saudi is listening because we won't do that. We will certainly be sober.
We're going to have to block people from Saudi listening to our podcast. I don't think Keep Your Gin Up will be socially acceptable there.
No.
We're going to keep that on the down low from the Saudi people.
We still want to provide you guys content each week, even while we're there. Just like tell you what life's like and like just update you on everything. And also just like still have some amazing guest speakers and talk about the stuff that we want to talk about. Because there's so many exciting things and so many exciting topics that we want to cover in 2022. I think like there's so many deeper topics that we want to kind of dive into. Even like the more we do with our guest speakers, it kind of opens up so many other areas for us to talk about. So if there's anyone out there that wants something to like specifically to be raised, or if there's anyone else like that, anything that you want to kind of like us to touch on, like please let us know, because we like to be guided by what you guys want to hear too.
Yeah. And we just love having a chat really with anyone. And just a quick reminder, because we're just doing a short episode today because I mean, we're fucking busy, FYI.
Yeah, busy girl. I mean, we just went on a boat. We've got to talk about.
Oh my God.
Our promo for today is Baby Pink Gin. We were drinking it. So they sent us a free bottle because we reached out to them and said, I reached out to them and said, your gin looks sick. Like I would love to try it. And they just sent us a bottle to try so that we can have it on the potty. And we had it today. God. We cracked it on the boat. We were having some gin and tonics literally on this secluded island in the Torres Strait.
Island, it was called.
Absolutely stunning. And also, like, FYI, this gin is very pink. Like, it is, like, baby pink.
It's a beautiful color.
It's pink. And it is really cute. But, you know, like, when you get those gins and you think that, like, they're really pink, it's going to be really, like, it's going to be overly sweet. It's going to give me, like, a headache because it just looks so pink. It actually is a really, really good quality gin. Like, I actually was very surprised. And they're a Melbourne company. And we will definitely be buying it again. Like,
100%. We love the color. We love the aftertaste is really nice. Sometimes gin can be like a little bit, I don't know, bitter in your throat. The aftertaste is great. We got about 4 or 5 of our mates to have a gin as well. And they were like, damn, this gin is good. And we're like, yep, we are buying this again.
It has this like shimmer to it. It kind of like looks like it's got this like pink shimmer. It's great.
And it's a Victorian company as well, a small little distillery that's opened up. And you know what, guys? We're going to tag it in our posts as well. Have like go on their website. We love supporting smaller companies as well. Like help them get big and badass because they're a great company. The bottle is cute as.
It's really cute.
I love it.
Adorable. You'll see some of our content coming out soon.
So Zana actually had her first day at work today.
I did.
And she finished at 3:30. And my housemate and her partner picked us up right next to the hospital on the boat, took us to another island. We got to have some snacks, have some gin, have a little swim. And it was just the best afternoon ever.
It's actually unbelievable. Like I literally got picked up by a boat next to the hospital, went to another island, had some drinks, came back to our helicopter pad, then came back to Jess's place for some pizza. Like what the fuck? People don't do this stuff.
No, they don't. And you know, we knew we had to record this potty, but I was like, Zana, the island comes first.
I know. We had to do a
we are going on the island and we're going to eat our pizza straight after this. Mm-hmm. And that's why this is a short episode because this gal's hungry and I've had about 3 gins.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, we had a lot of gin and we had no food. But, you know, that provides the best content.
Oh, definitely, definitely. But, yeah, this is just a little bonus episode. Yeah. We've got one on Friday, like every Friday. No more bonus episodes. I'm exhausted. We're just going to do every Friday.
We'll probably do every Friday unless it's something, like, really special that we want to share or something that amazing that comes up. But I think, like, going into 2022, if any, like, I guess, like, the main things, I guess, going into 2022 for us and for you guys is just, like, stay open to opportunities, like take opportunities that come to you, like just say yes to amazing opportunities because we would not be where we are if we hadn't. And we also would not be going to Saudi if we hadn't. These things mm-hmm. come up and they guide you for a reason. And I have been seeing the numbers 11 or 11 or 1 everywhere.
Fucking everywhere. Like,
literally on the first of January, which was already 11. My Macca's number that, I mean, I got Macca's, okay, I'm not going to lie. But my Macca's breakfast number was 111.
Yeah, that was
that's
weird.
Even just like the start of January. And it was already like that.
It's been like happening that. So
I went to the
frequently.
Microwave today. It wasn't even 11:11. It was midday. I was going for lunch. I went to put my food in the microwave. And for some reason, the microwave said 11:11.
The freak.
It is scary how much this is happening to me. But I'm taking that as that I'm on the right path and it's guiding me. And if you guys need that sign too, look out for the numbers 11. And just even ask the universe, like, show me some numbers. And they will. And I promise they'll come to you.
They'll come.
And if they don't, like, and if you aren't happy and you want to do something different, just, like, sit down and instead of saying, like, what are my goals for 2022 and what do I want to, like, what did I do wrong in 2021 or whatever it might be, just sit down and, like, actually just reflect and be like, you know what? What did I want to achieve in 2021 and what didn't I achieve in 2021 and how could I possibly go about doing that? If there's something that you really want to do and you, like, really think about it all the time, like, oh, I wish I did that in 2021. Oh, I wish I did that. Make a plan. It doesn't have to happen tomorrow. It doesn't have to happen next week, but it can happen in a year. It can happen in 6 months. Like, make a plan if you want to do something.
Yeah, 100%.
Say, I'm going to start putting myself first. I'm going to start making this a priority and I'm going to start doing something that I really want to do.
Yeah, you go, girl.
Because you're going to find yourself.
Yeah.
And finding yourself is the most amazing thing ever.
Do you know what I want to end this amazing podcast episode with? I found this thing on Facebook today and I freaking love it.
I saw
it's
that
the
too.
Seven, yes. I'm going to read it as, for the end of this podcast. Yeah, okay. So 7 uncomfortable truths we all need to accept in 2022. If you continue to wait until you're ready, you'll be waiting for the rest of your life.
Amen.
Fuck yeah. That's powerful. Mm-hmm. Feeling sad after making a decision doesn't mean it was the wrong decision.
And this has actually been something that's happened to me as well. Like, not that I necessarily was sad, but I was very anxious. Well, not even anxious. I think I was just very, like, discombobulated maybe.
About Saudi?
About Saudi. Yeah. About, because I had changed my entire life to be a nomad traveling Australia. And I had nothing but my car, my rooftop tent, and everything that was in my car.
Yeah.
And that was my life. After leaving my ex, like, it was already a big change leaving him and choosing to, like, deciding to travel the country, but then deciding to give that entire life up, that entire life that made me happy in the first place, that, like, found, made me find myself. That was friggin' scary to think about giving up, but it's not actually, it's like, I had to kind of disconnect myself and think it's not actually about those things that made me happy. It was me doing that that made me happy.
Yes.
But, like, the car and the tent and the stuff in the car, they're not the things that found me freedom and found me happiness. It was me.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
But getting rid of those things isn't going to lose that happiness.
You're going to feel so cleansed too. It feels so good. Just, like,
I've already
being
found,
like, I'm doing this.
Yeah. I've already found happiness. I don't need all that stuff. Yeah. I need to keep doing the things that push me and challenge me. And that's what I need to do.
The feeling we're going to have on that plane when we're actually going to Saudi is going to be
honest. Incredible. It's going to be so good.
So good. But yes, totally agree. Because you were feeling those feels and I was reminding you and then you found it yourself and you're like, fuck, you're right.
Yeah, but that's what's so good. Wrong with that.
Third one. What happened yesterday may not be your responsibility, but how you behave today is. Mm-hmm. Oh, so good. So good. Oof. A narcissist will tear you down and rebuild you in a way that is easier to control. Protect your boundaries at all costs.
That is, like, 100% true.
Mm-hmm.
We have all experienced that. We don't even need to say anything more.
Yes. I'm a very strong woman, but there are certain people, which I don't have anymore in my life, that would manipulate me so hardcore. And yeah, my God, no more, no more. Next one. If you learn to read books, you can be smart. If you learn to read yourself, you can be anything.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
It's very true. I love that one. You know how to deal with your emotions and you know how to move forward and like process things in a positive way. You can literally do anything.
Yeah. Now this one is the one that was like the deepest. This is the second last. Okay. Okay. Are you ready? Changed behavior is the only real apology.
Whoa. That is so true.
I know, right? People can say sorry all the time.
It's just a word.
But it's behavior.
It's just a word.
I know. I've never seen that written before.
No, and because
I
was like, people do it over and over and over again. And that's why sorry becomes nothing.
Exactly. How good is that one? Yep. Here's the final one. Okay. Ooh, I'm going to bring it.
Okay.
You have to stop prioritizing being loved by others over the love you have for yourself.
I mean, that is the truest of all.
That's the truest of all.
And I think that's something that both of us have realized this year is that you can seek validation from people if you want to do, but it does not change how you feel.
Exactly.
It might change how you feel in that moment. You might feel, oh my God, that person validated me for that moment. But it just means that when you're in bed by yourself later, you go straight back to how you felt before that person validated you. And you constantly need that validation to feel important and feel valued. But why? Why should you put that power on anyone else to make you feel valued? You should put that power on yourself.
That's why I reshared this today.
Yeah, I saved it. Amazing. Because I was going to talk about it on this podcast too.
So many people have saved this and messaged me about it. I was like, I'm bringing this on the potty. It
is extremely true. And whoever wrote that, I mean, they're amazing.
They're amazing, for sure. We'll write those little lines on the podcast bio introduction, whatever you call it.
But yeah, just, you know, take 2022 by the balls. I think this year is going to be great. I have positive feeling. And also, like I said, on my little story, if anyone saw it, 11 plus 11 is 22, which means
Holy shit, it is
literally our year doubled.
You're freaking me out now. Like that's freaking me out.
Yeah. Isn't that wild?
Should we get 11-11 tattoos?
I actually feel like it's guiding me. And like, it really does keep me positive and on the, you know, the right track.
Ooh,
it's freaking me out.
We should get the little gin glass as a tattoo and the little 11-11.
There's some little angel out there that's looking after us, doll.
Crazy times.
From your girls from Keep Your Gin Up, we wish you a happy, happy, happy new year. And we really wish and hope that 2022 brings you everything that you want. But also, you got to make those things happen for yourself, girl. Don't expect it to come to you.
And another huge shout out to Baby Pink Gin.
Yes.
Huge delicious. Shout out. Because that made our afternoon. Being it on the boat today with this beautiful pink gin for Keep Your Gin Up podcast. Oh, that just made our bloody day.
Yeah.
Love it.
I mean, it's only the third day in, but it's already made our year.
100%. So what are we sending, Zana, for the end of this episode?
Sending love, life, and laughter always, as we do every episode, from your girls from Keep Your Gin Up. We love you guys. Thanks so much for listening.
Bye.
Bye.